we're gonna bitch and complain until
you don't even know what white noise is.
I do know what white noise is. I saw the movie.
Actually, that was a good movie. Not as scary as I
didn't see the movie.
See, you're full of shit right off from the get-go. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to Matt, Mike, and Kristen. Matt can't make it tonight, so this is Sasha filling in for him. That's Kristen over there in that corner. And then in that corner over there, we have the one and only Mr. Rancid, rotten rack of rat rectum, Mike Miller.
Wow.
Wow, dude.
That was quite an alliteration.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mike, do you know what an alliteration is? It's a lot of words in consecutive order that have the same start, like the same sound at the beginning of the word.
Oh, so like Sarah sells seashells by the seashore.
Yeah.
Minus the bye,
but fucked your mom last night.
No, not like that.
No.
Kristen's mom has got it going on. Kristen's mom.
I was with my mom last night. And I know
that's
that you
slow down.
I know that you are.
Hold on. Let's get some music going here. Yeah. All right, there it is. Now, okay, go ahead.
It was my mom's 50th birthday last night, and you weren't anywhere near it.
Did you jump out of a cake for her?
No.
Did she jump out of a cake for you?
You guys
said she was getting all toned.
Sounds very incestual, dude. I'm not sure that
you
this
guys
is
are sick
incestuous,
fuck.
My friend. Incestual.
All right, well, I tried. God, it's a big word.
Fuck. It was a good attempt. You had the general idea.
Yeah, there it is. Anyway, so here we are once again, and we are in the brand new Wallaby Manor recording studio at the new Wallaby Manor, which is awesome.
AK. You just said Wallaby Manor twice.
Wallaby Manor.
New Wallaby Manor.
Manor. Wallaby.
You're in your new house.
Can you tell us why you call it Wallaby Manor again?
You're in your new house. Why is it a big manor?
Well, I don't know about why it's a big manor, aside from the fact that it's bigger than our shitty two-bedroom apartment that we
had
using before. I don't know. I've got a thing for wallabies. First off, they're kind of... Shut the fuck up,
you
Mike.
Maybe shouldn't incriminate yourself.
I don't mean sexually. I mean I just like wallabies. They're kind of like the underground version of kangaroos, you know?
Yeah.
They're like not mainstream. And my all-time favorite... Shut up, Mike. My all-time favorite cartoon ever that's ever been produced is Rocko's Modern Life.
Ah.
And that was all about the adventures of a wallaby in O-Town. So... It was just the best cartoon ever, and I just decided I was going to name my household after that. So
that's not loserish at all.
That was a hoot.
You know what I call my place? My apartment.
Yeah, me too.
You know, you're just both unimaginative as hell. That's all I have to say.
I have blue walls in my apartment. That's pretty imaginative.
I have blue walls.
I do.
You're not imaginative.
Yes,
for
I am.
For having blue walls.
Yeah.
Blue is soothing. If you were crazy, you'd have red walls.
It's turquoise. That's not soothing. Ooh. That's the most unsoothing shade of blue there is.
What isn't red like angry? Wouldn't she be considered angry if her walls were red?
Or crazy, one of the two.
Or crazy, yeah.
My mom used to work in an insane asylum.
Why would you paint walls of a place you're renting, though? Like, then you have to just paint them again when you move.
Because you're still living there. You're taking up space for a few years. That's enough. I mean, you're
putting a bunch of fucking holes in your apartment. You just went through the whole moving experience. Cleaning was bad enough, dude. Now you've got to paint.
No, somebody else paints for you. You just have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
I'm cool to pay someone else to paint.
Yeah,
that's,
me too. And you just got done saying that you were putting a bunch of holes in your apartment for a bunch of projects you have going. What's the difference?
Well, yeah. Well, there is no difference except you like the painting and I like putting holes in my wall.
So don't criticize me.